On Sunday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m., Community Concerts at Second is presenting a chamber music by candlelight performance. With me in the studio is the co-coordinator for the series, clarinetist Eddie Palanker. Welcome back.
Thank you. Pleasure.
You have an exciting program for Sunday, November 18th, music by Prokofiev, Schickele, Piazzolla, and Schulhoff. So quite an assortment.
Yeah, well, we're starting off with a piece by Prokofiev, a sonata for two violins, which in itself is unusual. Just when you think of a sonata, you think of a solo instrument like the violin and piano, but he wrote it for two violins. And you know, when you think of Prokofiev, you usually think of his music for the movies Alexander Nevsky, Romeo and Juliet, Cinderella, etc. Also, I think you tend to think of him as his classical symphony. He wrote that, of course, when he was youthful, but then almost immediately went to writing avant-garde and atonal music, which wasn't too highly accepted at the time. He lived in the West for a while, especially Paris, but he didn't feel comfortable there, and he came back to Russia at the time, right after the revolution. He was actually told that he had to apologize and confess his shortcomings to the Union of Soviet Composers.
Following that, you have a quartet by Peter Schickele. What's that like?
When you think of Peter Schickele, you think of his alter ego, P.D.Q. Bach, which is very entertaining in itself, but he has a more serious side. He was a composer of a lot of classical music. He graduated from Juilliard, and he taught at Juilliard. He taught composition. This particular quartet is for clarinet, violin, cello, and piano, and he utilizes all of his styles. So there's humor, but there's also very serious.
You have one of my favorite pieces on the program, Astor Piazzolla's Histoire du Tango. That is just a brilliant work and a musical history lesson as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. First of all, he originally wrote it for flute and guitar, but it's been transcribed for every possible duet in the history of mankind. This is going to be played for flute and harp. The tango really evolved from earlier popular dance, which was called the milango, if I'm pronouncing it right, which in itself evolved from the Cuban rhythm known as the habanera. So it is sort of a musical history.
And finally, you'll have the five pieces for string quartet by Erwin Schulhoff, who isn't someone whose name you hear every day. Who is he?
Well, he's a composer that lived in the early part of the 20th century. He was born in Prague, and he showed extraordinary talent when he was younger. And upon the Dvořák's recommendation, he was sent to study at the Prague Conservatory at the age of only 10 years old. So there was something there. His compositions aren't obviously very well known, but the use of jazz is a particular strong influence in his music, much more so than almost any what you saw classical composer of the 20th century. And he studied and dedicated this to Darius Milhaud. It's a very accessible and very skillfully written piece of music. So I think the audience will really enjoy it.
This is a chamber music by candlelight performance presented on Sunday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m. by Community Concerts at Second. This will take place at Second Presbyterian Church, 4200 St. Paul Street in Baltimore. Eddie, what's the phone number and website, please, for more information?
Okay, it's 443-759-3309, and it's communityconcertsatsecond.org.
With me in the studio today, Eddie Palanker, clarinetist and co-coordinator of Chamber Music by Candlelight. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, pleasure, always.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.